discerning between what is true and false can be difficult at times. And in some areas of life, it doesn't matter too much. What do I really care if I have a genuine leather belt or one that is made out of fake leather? But in some areas of life, it makes an eternal difference. In John chapter 6, we have three different types of people and three different types of disciples, but not all of them are true disciples of Jesus. In fact, only one group is, and even one person in that group is not a true disciple. It becomes important for us to be able to discern what is a true disciple and what is a false disciple. First, we need to be able to discern our own lives to see if it lines up with what the Bible says about being a disciple of Jesus. Second, we need to be able to identify, when we can, false disciples so that we can help them understand the true gospel, or so we can stay away from them and protect the sheep among us. It's not a loving thing to pat someone on the spiritual back, leading them to think that they are safe in the arms of God when biblically they are not. Today, we learn that a true disciple's faith leads them to follow Jesus. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 6, verse 66. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So we've been unpacking this conversation that Jesus has been having with this Jewish crowd. And it becomes evident that they are following Jesus around for what he can physically give to them, which the day before was lots of fish and bread. That's become their sole motivation for following Jesus. And when Jesus calls them out on this and explains to them that he himself is what can give them true satisfying life, the crowd balks. Here, Jesus has been verified by signs and wonders to the authority of his own words, and yet the people choose to think that they know what is best for themselves. So in response to Jesus' message about the vitality that believing in him brings, these people turn away from following Jesus. They part ways. They don't follow him anymore. Two reasons are given in the text as to why this happens. Here's the first one. In John chapter 6, verse 30, they say, "What sign do you do that we may see and believe you?" They say they want just one more proof, one more sign. But in reality, not even that would convince them. These people wanted one more, and then one more, and then one more, so long as their bellies were being filled. Even though this seems to be a disconcerting text, that people would turn away from Jesus, we should grow to love it because it makes it clear what we should be on the lookout for in our own hearts. Do you turn away from Jesus when you don't get what you want out of him? If so, then maybe you're not a true disciple. Instead, we are to live on the reality that what Jesus offers us in himself is always better and more satisfying than what we may want at the moment. When you pray today, please remember Sirapong Yaobang and his family are missionaries in Thailand. Also remember the Airway LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Benin, Ghana, and Togo.